And a little bit of tribute here for you now. My friend, Jack Wilson, and if you're listening, which you probably won't because we're drinking bourbon in Nashville, showing off his White Stripes tattoos, appears in their new single, Little Black Submarine. As I said, he's travelling in America, and he got the chance to do that, which I'm sure awaited the last of when he gets home. Lovely stuff. Next, we'll be joined by Peter from the Buffalo Skinners, who were crafted in Scarborough, discovered at Edinburgh Festival, and polished in Santa Monica, California. The Buffalo Skinners' music is an eclectic mix of folk, gospel, and rock and roll. The band's boisterous rhythms and soaring harmonies are guaranteed to get your toes tapping, hips swaying, and leave audiences craving more. Here's some more then. Sam's Chop House.
Said I'm working for the man.
Now take a rest from dancing around the wireless to that little number, because now we're going to get to meet, find out some more about Buffalo Skinners from their guitarist, Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hello there. Hello there. How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, thank you. Not bad.
Let's the listeners find out who Buffalo Skinners are. If you'd like to run through the band, please.
We've got an accordion player from California, Lawrence Menard, and we've got a violin player from Leeds, which is quite a boring place, but yes, nevertheless, he plays violin, and from there, and then our bassist and guitarist is from Sheffield called Robbie, and drummer from Leeds, Robin Fisher, and then myself, Peter, hello there.
So you're very well travelled. How did you all get together?
We started in Scarborough. We were just, like, a few of us were at university there, and we just sort of got to watching, like, the same sort of gigs around the town, like Jesse Hutchinson and stuff like that, and then, we just got to know each other just quite casually, you know, and then started playing together, realised we had a similar taste in music, so started playing together, and,
That's how it goes down.
Yeah.
If you could describe each member by a word, let's see if you can do that, shall we? I'll give the name of the person. You see if you could do that.
Okay.
To let the listener get to know him a little bit more, because we feel like we want to know you. James, violin.
James, tall.
That's it. Lawrence, piano.
I don't know.
I bet he feels really special now.
Crazy.
Cool. Yourself, Peter.
Ordinary, plain.
I'll say all round cool guy. Robbie, bass.
Quiet.
They always are, but quite, I don't know, they're quiet, but mischievous.
He's quiet, but he's still got the nickname The Stallion.
That speaks for itself, I think.
Yeah.
And Robin, drums.
Ukulele. Yeah, well, he's just got a recent infatuation with the instrument that is the ukulele, and, he plays it a lot.
We'll keep it as that then. So where does the name come from, the Buffalo Skinners? Where does that come from?
Well, it's actually like an old Rudy Guthrie song.
Right.
And the song's called The Buffalo Skinners. And it's about basically a cowboy decides that he's going to go and skin a load of buffalo, so he needs some lads to come and give him a hand. So he goes into the village or whatever and asks a bunch of cowboys to come in, and he says, well, I can't pay you now, but once we've got all these buffalo hides, then we'll be able to get the money and I'll pay you after that. And then what happens is he travels off after skinning all this buffalo and gets all this cash and doesn't return to pay the cowboys, so they go after him and kill him and leave him dead in the desert. That's the story of the Buffalo Skinners, anyway.
Very fitting. We'll say that's the story of the band as well, shall we?
Yeah, well, that's probably more entertaining.
It's more interesting, yeah, than the first one.
Yeah.
I've seen you before, busking in Scarborough, I know I haven't. I must be for about a year now I've been trying to find out who you are. And then a lady friend of mine, was in York, and she saw you as well and passed on the names. I checked you out, and I was, fantastic, I found you finally. But then I went on YouTube, and you busk everywhere. What's the story there?
We after finishing university in Scarborough, we recorded an album, and then this was last August, and then we went up to Edinburgh with the album and just thought we'd just see if, essentially, how we could do, just like selling our own single and just like shouting it from the corner of a street. So we started up in the Fringe Festival, and then just worked our way down England really, and went everywhere, played everywhere. Like we did Newcastle, Leeds, York, Scarborough, Manchester, like all the way down the country. And then when we got to, I think it was about Oxford, we were like, well, what are we going to do after this? So Lawrence is from California, so we thought, right, we'll go over to California and do some shows over there. So we went over there in January, and then didn't get back till March, and then we've just been doing pretty much the same really. We recorded that new single there, Sam's Chop House, and Lost and Gone, and they're available for download on Bandcamp and iTunes and all that sort of stuff. Listeners, bear that in mind when you listen to the songs and all that. And we just recently just finished from being at the Fringe Festival now, so we're non-stop really, just playing everywhere, whenever, wherever, however.
Yeah, as like you say, you finished uni and the students were all skint. How did you fund to go to California? Is it from busking, or have you got jobs on the side? Or is this the band a full-time profession now?
No, the band a full-time profession, yeah. So, we're just... Between busking and playing shows, we managed to earn our living, so, yeah.
From busking, you must have met some very interesting chaps, and also some weird folk. What's been the most weirdest story you can tell me from busking, or gigging?
We once met this guy when we were in California called Crazy Zane, who was from Texas, and he was quite literally crazy, like very, very crazy, but a very lovely, lovely kind man actually, and we started busking, say, about midday, and then didn't finish till about 5, and he was with us the whole time. And he was telling us how he was in the big flood in Louisiana, and like how he was protecting drug farms in South America and all this sort of stuff. And then by the end of the day, we gave him a bottle of whiskey, and he was like, "Man, you're gonna send a crazy boy insane from Texas! Woohoo! Yeah!" He's like, very crazy, crazy fellow. But that's one of the craziest. And we once met Rod Stewart, which was quite bizarre, and all his supermodel wife and daughters and stuff, whilst we were playing a gig.
Tell me more.
Yeah, we were just playing this gig, and we didn't realise it was in Hollywood. We didn't realise where it was or what the place was like. And we got there, and we were used to playing dive, and it turned out to be this amazing bar thing that all these stars apparently went to, and then just Rod Stewart walked in. And the funny thing is, when you first meet Rod Stewart, you feel as though you can already just call him Rod. You're just like, "Right, Rod, how's it going?" He's like, yeah, not bad, thanks, yeah. And we told him we met in Scarborough. He's like, "Scarborough? What are you doing in there?"
So have you and Rod kept a close relationship now? Are you two best buddies?
Oh, no, not really. No, we fell out that night, actually.
Did you? Advantage to his younger daughter?
No. Well, he started trying to make approaches on me, actually. I think there was a weird connection between us. I said, "No, come on, Rod, this is enough, you know."
I can see the headline of the Sun newspaper tomorrow.
You got the exclusive right there, now you have.
It's a scoop. I'm having that. So you're also on BBC Two. You were featured there playing Scarborough Fair. How did that come about?
I just think it was just through busking, really. Pretty much I think a similar thing to what you said there, really, about how you found us. Just someone saw us busking, and then I think it was sort of because the program wanted Scarborough Fair to be on the to be on the show, but because they couldn't afford the rights to the actual song Scarborough Fair, they just got us to cover it. So I think that was the explanation, really. But it was nice to be asked.
Of course, very nice to be asked.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you've got a very strong and loyal fan base in Scarborough? As you see, you keep seeing the same faces over and over again appearing.
I think Scarborough's definitely one of our most favourite places to play and busk and stuff. And I think we've got a good. We played Acoustic Gathering.
Oh yeah.
Year, and we wanted to play this year, but apparently they don't do the same artist twice in a row or something a year. So we're pretty gutted about that. Mm. But hopefully next year, looking forward to playing that Acoustic Gathering and seeing everyone.
Well, you've got Hollywood in your eyes now, anyway. So
not really. We're all just lovely northern lads that read Rudyard Kipling and I don't know, discuss about the industrial age.
And I'll sit around watching Kez.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, Kez.
So what are your plans for the rest of the year, then, as a band?
We've got a house in York now. We've all just got some money together somehow, and now we've just got a house in York, so we've got a lot of sort of shows planned there, and I actually had these written down so I could try and plug them on this here interview. One sec, I've got them here somewhere. Trying to get shows in York and essentially build up a bigger fan base there, and then who knows, really? Maybe another second album, maybe a European tour or something like that.
I can see on the second album, I think it should be guest featured Rod and Crazy Zane.
Just saying. We'll fly him over.
I think it's a good idea, I'm just saying, that's all.
Yeah.
I kick about in York a lot, so I'll try and catch you at one of these gigs. I actually come to a gig instead of getting a free one on the street next time.
Yeah, no, that's what we're trying to take our show now, from the street to the stage. That's our main goal at the moment, and yes, if everyone essentially who has seen us bus should definitely come and see us play on a stage, and all our gig guide is sort of on the Facebook and all that, so you can come and please check us out, everyone.
Yeah, I just want to stress to the listeners, especially, that when I say busking, it's not just five lads sitting around looking miserable, playing guitar, hoping to get a couple of quid playing Bob Dylan covers. You actually really go for it, don't you? And you really enjoy it, like, using the walls as instruments and jumping around. I think it's fantastic to see.
Yeah, we try and have fun. We always try and have fun.
It's a performance. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much, sir.
It's all right. And how can people keep up to date with all your latest going-ons? How can people get your CDs, everything? Plug yourself here. This is your chance.
Just the usual way, really. Facebook, and we're on Twitter, and Bandcamp, and iTunes, and all that sort of stuff. And just log on. We've got a website, www.thebuffaloskinners.com. If you just go on that, you can see all our shows and all our different social networking sites and everything we've got planned and all that sort of stuff. But the one that usually does all the interviews is Lawrence, the American. He usually can talk for England. So I feel like this has gone all right, hasn't it?
Yeah, this has gone well. We've done ourselves justice here. Yeah. Oh. Pete from the Buffalo Skinners, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure I'll see you kicking around York shortly.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, I'm sure you will.
I will indeed. Would you like to plug us the last song, please, to take us away from the interview?
Yeah, this is Peter from the Buffalo Skinners, and this next song is Lost and Gone, which is on our single right now.
Love that's lost and gone.
the absolutely fantastic The Buffalo Skinners. And you can listen to all that again on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at southsidebroadc, or me, Jericho Keys. Come on, Boostman, 36 followers to 37, please.